Well, I mean, if you watch the games, right now he'll be playing to our right. I mean, they obviously he can go to the left. I haven't seen much of that or any of that. He has performed in the slot. Randall Cobb?
Yeah.
I think Randall's come off his injury excellent. He came back at the end of the year, played against Chicago and San Francisco. So he's had an excellent off-season training camp. He looks like Randall. I mean, he's probably stronger than he's been. I think that's just the maturation now, So I think he's... He's ready to go. He'll obviously he's a receiver and he'll do the punt returns and I look for him to make an impact.
Mike, do you have a decent idea? I mean, do you feel like after the preseason you've got a handle on how these games are going to be called with the new points of emphasis, or is that going to be kind of a feel thing? You think on Thursday where your guys go out and have to kind of get reacclimated to how the refs are going to call it?
Well, I think if you look at the progression of calls, from week one to week four, they did come down some. I think the point's been made. Really, the emphasis on hand placement as you go through the different fouls is, and it's something that we've been focused on. So, as far as how they're going to call it, what they're looking for, I think they've been a little more. Detail in our communication is, the conversation before the games usually reflects how that particular game's called. So it's been my experience going through the preseason. So I just think really from our standpoint, just the fundamentals in the teachings of making sure our hand placement is proper, we're not grabbing is probably the biggest change, I think, as we go into the season.
So has it affected, so you're saying it has kind of affected the way that the coaches have thought?
No, we're not infected anything. I mean, it's you don't teach people to grab jerseys. I mean, it's just like anything. You have rules, and you have the rules that are being emphasized. So if something's not being emphasized, you grab the jersey. Okay, they weren't emphasizing it before. So now they're emphasizing don't grab the jersey. So you don't grab the jersey. It's really as simple as that. So it's the communication between the officials and the players and the coaches and. They've been very upfront and they made their point in the preseason about what they're looking for, and it's our job to teach it that way.
Mike, did you get what you wanted to out of the preseason, the training camp with Eddie, just how you worked him a lot in practice, but then limited his carries in the preseason games? Did that go the way you wanted it?
Yes, I think Eddie's ready to go. I'm looking forward to seeing Eddie perform tomorrow night. Or Thursday night.
Mike, what kind of feel do you have for your special teams units? How important is it for that group to get back to maybe where it's been?
Well, I think when you go back to the evaluation postseason, we need to get back to giving special teams all the resources to be successful. We've played younger players, we've had injuries, we've had things that happen in the past. So our veterans are back on playing special teams. Randall Cobb's our punt returner, Micah Hyde's our punt returner. I look for Dwan Harris to make an impact at kickoff return. So just the fact that we've been able to get so many more people trained in playing your best players on each segment, I think will definitely help us.
Mike, when you look back to the game in 2011 with the 8 sacks in the first half, I mean, how many of those, in your opinion, or how much of that, in your opinion, if any, was due to the noise? And how do you feel about the way that you guys have addressed it coming in?
Well, a number of things. 2011, when you look at that tape, that's really for personnel matchup. It was really, I know as far as I looked at it, just in teams have changed since 2011. Noise, something you got to deal with when you go on the road. We play in dome stadiums. We have to play at Minnesota in Detroit. This is unique, the fact that it is outdoors, and it'll clearly be one of the biggest challenges. But it's something we're prepared for, and that's why you go play the game.
Can you talk about the evolution of the no huddle? Is it Aaron's length of tenure now here with this offense, or the fact that the whole core has played together a lot, that you've been able to really expand it and make it more of a staple and just a trotted out kind of thing?
Well, I think when you put together an offensive system, I mean, it's really driven by the players that you have on your team. And we're definitely at a place where our veteran players are doing a great job, you know, letting us play this way. So it's just kind of where we are as far as the maturation of our offense. I feel good about our run defense. You know, I really don't get this. We're smaller. I mean, we may weigh less, but I don't think our D line is smaller. You know, we got some long levered guys. Definitely, the anchors that we have on the edge of our 3-4. We've never had this kind of depth. So, from a personnel standpoint, I feel very good about the people and the ability to rotate different players in there, I think, will be a key. So we want to play more players, and I feel very good about the way the preseason's gone, and we'll start that rotation Thursday night.
Hey, Mike, why did you want a different body type there, though? Why did you think that was important?
Well, it wasn't just really changing the body type. I mean, yeah, we don't just sit there and, take this one out. I mean, it's you know, you have a draft process. You know, things come to you. You select when you select, and but you know, at the end of the day, I think you have to be honest with the fact that this game keeps getting more and more in space. You know, and now it's in space, and you can't grab a jersey. It's team speed is important. You know, the ability to run is more important than it's ever been. It's always been important. It's always been a determining factor of if guys can play in this league and can't play in this league. So. We've always looked for the best athlete, and they give you the most flexibility to be a four down player, whether it's any position. So, and it definitely carries to the defensive line.
This is your ninth opener now. Have you changed as far as being nervous or excited? As far as, you know, when you look back to those first couple of years to what it is now. Well, I guess what is that internal feeling like for that first game?
I mean, the first game is always fun. It's definitely different now than it was. You know, back, you know, especially for the first one, you know, especially the way we got our butt kicked in the first one. So, I mean, I'll never forget that feeling. I wonder what the hell I got myself into being a head coach walking off the field that day. But it's different. I mean, it's, you know, you're more prepared, you're more experienced. So, yeah, I don't really think nervous is part of it.
Mike, how do you feel about where Bulaga is now after a full training camp? He's kind of going back to where he might have had his worst
I think Brian needs to go back to Seattle, just like, you know, we all do. We want to go up there and win the football game, but it is the first game of the 2014 season. Brian specifically, I think he's getting ready to play his best football. I mean, he's 15 pounds heavier. I mean, he's in great shape. He's coming off of the season last year with the injury, so I think he looks great.